Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Blind Geek Zone. My name is Sean Williams. This podcast is going to be about the Nintendo Wii and some history about my experiences of main game streaming, and what I like about it, and my thoughts about it. And at the end, I'll give you some ways to contact me, and then as well as we're gonna play Wii Sports and three main games that we're gonna play. Two, I'm just gonna show you what they sound like. The three main games that we're gonna play are tennis, bowling, and boxing, because the other two are playable, I've heard, from a blind's perspective, but I'm not that good at them. And so let's begin. First, some history of my game streaming experience, or my game playing experience, excuse me. As far as sighted video games, first, I played the Super Nintendo when I was a kid. And I was cheating, and I'm sure my brothers Jordan and Drew knew I was cheating, because they would just say, "Oh man, Sean, you're beating me, you're beating me," and I'm sure they could see, because they were both sighted, that I was holding the controller the wrong way and just pressing the buttons to make them punch each other. I think it was Shawn Michaels pro wrestling or whatever. Another experience that I've had is playing the Nintendo 64. You'll remember it. The Nintendo 64 with the rumble packs that you had to buy and insert into the back of the remotes. It's kind of funny, because now the rumble packs are built into the remotes, and then back then you had to insert four AA's into the remote, or into the rumble packs, to even make them work. And then if you wanted your remote to vibrate when you hit something or whatever, then you had to buy a rumble pack. Or then you could just insert like a wireless card if you wanted a wireless remote, or it was just crazy, but cool at the same time. I remember playing Mario Kart on there, and it was pretty cool. You know, well, I'm sure any mainstream gaming person who's blind is familiar with the "Welcome to Mario Kart" and select your player, and it was pretty cool. And then I played the GameCube with Super Smash Brothers, and it was pretty cool. And speaking of Super Smash Brothers, I'm going to be demonstrating another game that is accessible to the blind: Super Smash Brothers Brawl on the Wii. And so that's going to be for the future, so look forward to that. And so, anyway, continuing to my history, I just wanted to give you that side note. I am going to also tell you about another time I played the Game Boy Color, and I liked Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, and I listened to the sounds. That's basically what you do. You listen to the sounds of these games and try to play it by sound and or vibration or whatever. And then I now have a Sega Game Gear, which was invented in 1990 in the Japanese, in 1991 and in America. I think that's how it was. Yes. And it works great, because it was refurbished and everything was fixed up, and it's the best one my sighted brother Jordan has seen out there. So that you can get, because most of them don't work or whatever. Yeah, it's interesting. And so it's pretty cool. I love mainstream video gaming as much as any other blind person. And you experienced Wii people, or people out there who are blind are probably going to say, "Sean, we know about me, Wii Sports," but I want to do this for you. And you know, just in case you say, "Well, yeah, but you can only play tennis or only play bowling or whatever." But no, actually, I want to show you how I myself set up the Wii, as far as from a blindness perspective, and without any sighted help from that game. And I'll also show you how I set up the Wii as far as from a blindness perspective when I play Super Smash Bros. Brawl in the future. So enough about that. The Wii Remote, if you guys have not seen one, looks long, like your arm, and there's a wrist strap to put around your arm because the Wii Remote has a gyro inside of it, and the Wii Bar, I believe, and they both, meaning the Wii Bar has an infrared port, I believe, and the Wii Remote at the end has an infrared port so that way it can pick up the bar's signal. And the reason why I say the Wii Remote has a gyro in it is because it senses the way that you move your arm. So, because there are some arm moving games where you might have to cycle your hands like you're pedaling a bicycle or just whatever. In this case, boxing, you use two hands. Now, let me explain about the two-hand thing before I move on. There's a thing called a nunchuck, which you plug into the Wii. I recommend Nintendo brand only nunchucks. There are other companies who will try to sell you nunchucks, but I recommend everything Nintendo brand so you can be sure that it works properly. There is a wireless nunchuck, and the reason why I say wireless is because the nunchuck is connected to a cord which you hook into the back of the Wii Remote. I would recommend, like I said, Nintendo brand nunchucks. The new Wii U is not accessible from what I have been told, or what I have been told about it. It could be, so if it is, please tell me. And yes, I am on a stereo mic, so if I'm to your right, I'm sorry. If I'm to your left, I'm sorry. I did that for a special reason, which will be a surprise. So, anyway, that's as far as the Wii goes. And the nunchuck, like I said, it connects to the Wii, and the nunchuck will cost about $20, or it did at the time. It cost $20, and the remotes at the time cost $40. The Wii, you might have to buy the Wii online, or you could get it at some stores. I'm not sure. The big thing now is the Wii U, so I would recommend going with the Wii, staying with the Wii. If you have a Wii, I would recommend staying with the Wii, and I'll tell you how to get it set it up, or set up and things like that. I have the remote and the nunchuck, so these Wiis can also be used as a GameCube player. GameCube was a little cube type video game system. That's the one I mentioned earlier, I think. I hope that where I played Super Smash Brothers. Oh yeah, I played that on the Nintendo 64 too. And so anyway, if I didn't mention it before, then I did play it there. So anyway, there's a spot for memory cards, and there's an SD card slot, and two USB ports so you can add data or more data and more gigs and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. And so I'm pretty happy about that. So now let's start up the Wii, and I will tell you how to like what basically what I'm doing as far as setting up the Wii. And the Wii remote does have a vibration in it, or a vibrator, I guess you'd say. Basically, it vibrates. So now the Wii Remote also has a power button on it, so you can turn on the Wii using the remote. And so it's always important to have your wrist strap on. They remind you in this game. So, like I said, I'm going to focus on bowling, tennis, and boxing because those are the ones that I like and I know how to do well. And the other ones, I'll show you what they sound like. So I'm putting it on. You may hear a click because to secure the wrist strap, actually, I don't think that's tight enough. There we go. And now the only one you'll need the nunchuck for is boxing, and the nunchuck only goes in one way. So I will go over to the TV, turn it on, and if you hear any humming, it's not my mic, it's the disc in the background. And I think you'll like this a lot. I'm gonna press A, which is a circle button on the remote. As above that's the D-pad, and then below that is the plus and minus buttons, and then there's a pause button that's indented, so you don't accidentally press it. And then there's two buttons. I'm not sure what they are at the. I think they might be X and Y or something like that. And then below the A that your pointer finger rests on is the B button, which you will use here. I believe they're X and Y, I think is what it is, what they're called. And so I'm gonna press A, and if you hear an echo sometimes, like a swish, swish, it's because the Wii remote has a speaker in it. Sorry if I'm sounding too far away. The Wii remote has a speaker in it, and now I'm going to turn you up so that way you can hear what I'm doing. Now I'm going to restart the Wii. That way I can start fresh. All right. Sorry about that. And note you'll want to wear headphones for this game. Or for this whole podcast. I'll put that in the description too. I'll press okay. So I'm going to go away from the TV. The reason how I can do this is because I have a headphone extender. Alright, let's see here. Okay, it's clicking, so I'll press A on one that clicks. Now I'm pressing the plus and minus buttons. That's the sound you want to hear. Otherwise, and I just felt it recognize my remote that there's only one player. And now, basically, you have to point it toward a start button. Now I'm gonna press A. Now it's saying where are your wrist strap and all that stuff. So now I'm gonna press A again, or A and B. Now we're in a menu of five games. Don't move your remote at this point, otherwise you're gonna go crazy as far as it's gonna click on different things. I wanna do tennis, so I'm gonna go down one. I'll play one round of each of these. Okay. A, and then A and B for only once. Otherwise you press A. Okay, there. Here we go. Oh, this is. Oh, I see. Okay, it's landing on baseball already. Well, I'm gonna just get baseball out of the way. Basically, it wants you to swing first, and then you press. Okay. And so I can't really play it, but that's basically the sounds, so I'm gonna quick get out of here.
Time out!
And you heard timeout echo because it went on my speakers. And now we'll go back up one to tennis. I have known people to be for baseball. I have known baseball and golf to be accessible, but anyway, whatever. Okay, now this is easy. Cause basically you have to listen to the sounds, or you can do vibrations or whatever.
15 love.
Okay, 15 love means 15 to zero. So let me actually get in front of the TV. Let me see what TV is. Okay, good. Uh-oh, they're beating me.
Thirty all. 40-30. Match point. The front team wins.
I just won because he basically missed. And that tone means that I won. If you hear a different tone, like going reverse, like downtown, that means I lost. So now we're gonna hit A. Gonna go hit B. So I'm in tennis now. Down two. Bowling. A. Okay, there. Now I'm gonna hold down the B button. Okay. Hold on. Now I can either hit the pause button or I can hit the minus button. Basically, I'm gonna be moving over to the right using the D-pad two times to position myself because the way that I do it, or the angle that I put my arm, and then I'm going to be doing the ball, and I'll do the bowling once. And it's got good audio feedback, because if you get a strike, I'll show you. Even if you get a spare, it'll say nice spare. So press A. Now I'm gonna hold down the B button, swing my arm back, and swing it forward. This lane apparently has bumpers.
Nice throw!
Nice throw, that's what he says. If I get a strike, it's got a strike. And I didn't get a spare, so it would have been a nice spare. Now we're just gonna quickly go down to golf. Basically, you swing. And that's basically what it sounds like. I can't really play it to show you. You can arrow around, and that's it. So now we're going to my favorite one, is boxing. There's something I didn't mention. The Wii remote does take 2 AA batteries. And you can buy up to 4 Wii remotes, which I do have. So now I have to get my nunchuck. It is... Oops. I did not mean to do that. I have to find it. Hold on. Excuse me for a second while I look for it. That's a bad thing to do. Here it is. I found it. It's not what I wanted to do. Hold on. No. Okay, it says please insert nunchuck. No, it doesn't. It says... It's on... What is it on right now? It's on tennis, actually. Here it is. It says, please insert nunchuck. I will. And now... I'm going to fight using boxing, moving my hands back and forth. This A, here I go. And I'm not going to talk during this game.
Round one!
He got back up. Oh well.
Fight!
Round two! I'm down. I'm up. When you hear the echo like that, it means I'm not down.
Yeah. 1, 2,
That's just the cord slapping against the remote. Like that. Let's see. Did I win?
I won! Yay!
Okay, I just totally clipped the mic, but oh well. Oh. Okay, I've done my arm exercises for today. I don't want to play another one. I'm going to turn off the Wii now. With the power button. On the remote. I think you can begin to see. Before I tell you what I was going to tell you, let me turn you down. I think you can begin to see why I love the Wii. That I don't regret purchasing it. The Wii is an awesome tool. Awesome mainstream gaming system. I would totally recommend it. If you have any more questions for me. Or as far as how I, like, what I did, as far as what buttons I pushed, or anything as far as my podcasting, you may contact me through Skype, and I'll also give you my email address. My Skype name is, hold on, I am out of breath. Okay, it's TECKNO.FREEK. My email address is SHAUNTECKNO@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and for the Blind Geek Zone, I'm Sean Williams.